coach on the teleconference is Rutgers' Kyle Flood. The Scarlet Knights are 1-4 in conference play and 3-5 overall. Rutgers visits Michigan on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. We're looking forward to getting back out there this week, another challenging opponent. Very well-coached Michigan team, very talented, one of the better defenses in the country. And we're looking forward to Saturday. Questions?
Sounds good. Coach, we'll take questions now.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Coach, looking forward to that matchup with Michigan. What have you seen on film so far as you get your team ready for Saturday?
Very tough, very physical on offense. Certainly dedicated to running the football, good play-action game to complement it. And on defense, I believe the number 2 defense in the country. They're top 5 in just about every category on defense. So they do an excellent job, and they've got some spectacular players. You know, a guy like Jabril Peppers right now that's impacting the game in all 3 phases. The last 2 games, they've started to use him on offense as well. So that's going to present some unique challenges.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1. And our next question comes from the line of Ben Duggan from NJ.com.
Hey, Kyle. In the winter, there was some reports about Chris Partridge potentially joining the staff. Obviously, that didn't happen. I don't know if we'll ever even ask you about it. Do you care to clarify what happened there?
No, I wouldn't comment on that.
Okay. And then just, I know Michigan and national schools have recruited Jersey for a long time. Have you noticed that since Harbaugh's been there in the last year or so that they've intensified their efforts at all?
I think most of the major programs in the country have recruited New Jersey for a long time. I think it's a great compliment to the talent pool we have here in this state and the quality of the coaching. I think some of the better high school programs in the country are right here in New Jersey. We've got quite a few of those players playing for us, and there's quite a few playing around the country. So I don't think that's changed. I think that's been pretty constant probably for the last 20 years.
Thanks.
And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein from Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, just how brutal is life in the Big Ten East, given what you've already faced and what you still have in front of you?
Yeah, well, I said during the media days, I thought it was the toughest division in all of college football, and you know, I stand by that. I think we've got some excellent football teams, very talented, well-coached. You know, 3 of the top 5 defenses in the country are in the Big Ten East. And we happen to play all 3 of them in a row here. This is the 3rd week in a row we're playing a top 5 defense nationally. So it's very challenging. Every week it's absolutely very challenging.
All right. Thanks.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1. And our next question comes from the line of Mark Snyder from Detroit Free Press.
Hey, Mark.
Mark, your line is open.
I'm sorry, Coach. Can you hear me now?
I got you.
Okay, great. How do you prepare for Peppers when you don't really know where he's going to be and they do different things with him every week?
I think you can count on a couple things. They're probably going to try and hand him the ball, and they're probably going to try and throw it to him at some point. It doesn't really change structurally how you play defense. You know, if they use him in the wildcat situations, then most defenses have some type of wildcat package that they use to defend it. What makes him tough to defend is he's a spectacular athlete. You know, that's the part that makes him tough to defend. So you better get multiple people to the ball because it's tough for one guy to get him down. That shows up quite a bit on punt returns and kick returns as well.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Ryan Dunleavy.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Ryan.
Anything to the – it seems like there's more and more of these guys in college football the last couple of years that are playing, you know, both ways, special teams, becoming 2- or 3-way players. You had one a couple years ago. The guy from UCLA who just left early was doing it. Anything to it? Is it high school football becoming more diversified or coaches open to more things? Why do you think that is recently?
I think it's just coaches trying to get their best athletes on the field. You know, to me, that's always the most important thing. You know, are you putting your players in the best position to be successful? And if you've got a guy with a special skill set, are you taking advantage of it? You know, that's something you always want to be open to doing. I've been open to doing it, and it doesn't surprise me that they're open to doing it out there.
Thanks, Al.
Thanks, Ron.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Sam Hellman from Scout.com.
Hey, Coach. I'm just wondering, now that you've had almost a year to reflect on it, what did last year's win against Michigan mean to you personally and to the program?
You know, Sam, I appreciate the question, and it's really not something that I've spent a lot of time reflecting on. The significance of it was our first win in the Big Ten Conference. So, you know, there'll always be some historical significance to it. But it's tough for me to answer that question right now because this week we're focused on this game, and, you know, there's a different coaching staff over there and a lot of different players on both sides. So I really just haven't spent a lot of time thinking of it like that.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Sam.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Take care now.